From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming National Security Advisor Michael Flynn reportedly had several telephone conversations with Russia's ambassador on the same day President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats and imposed sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Trump spokesman Sean Spicer on Flynn's contact with Russian officials.
The call centered around the logistics of setting up a call with the president of Russia and the president-elect after he was sworn in, and they exchanged logistical information on how to initiate and schedule that call. That was it, plain and simple.
Discussions between incoming administrations and foreign governments are not unusual, but multiple discussions on the day of U.S. retaliatory action could raise questions. Meantime, Mr. Trump took to Twitter again on Friday, renewing his vow to release a report on Russia's hacking, alleged hacking of last year's presidential election, to do that within 90 days. He also used Twitter to launch another attack against former presidential opponent Hillary Clinton. Democrats left the U.S. House of Representatives' first full intelligence briefing on Russian interference in the November election, upset, they say, with the FBI's leadership throughout the controversy and asking how Congress could move forward. U.S. officials hailing the latest push by Iraqi forces into Mosul, confirming reports that Iraqi forces now have retaken a very key government building from Islamic State fighters. There have been questions about how the U.S. role in the fight against IS might change under the Trump administration. This is VOA News.